Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hi, my golf friend. Welcome back to Above Par. Super happy you're here. I just got back from Arizona again. I've been out there in the last 2 weeks, part of the Desert Classic that they've had for 2 weeks in a row. So I got to see a lot of you who listen here and attended. And I got to do a podcast for both weeks with Tori. It was a super fun event. The weather was perfect. It was amazing. I went back and forth to Phoenix in less than 24 hours and worked her shopping night. And daylight savings on top of it. I don't even know what day it is or what time it is, but it was all good. I had a great time. And I'm super happy to see a lot of you. And hopefully there's a lot of you who are new here and got introduced to me at that event. And welcome to the Above Par podcast. I'm happy to have you here and help you manage your mind so that you can think above par and play below your par. So today, what I want to talk to you about is about your golf memory, about remembering shots. Basically, it's like the Ted Lasso comment, be a goldfish. And I want to just bring it to your attention so that you can see where it's showing up for you relative to the game of golf. I witness so often golfers not be a goldfish, which means you hang on to memories, previous shots, maybe a bad round, maybe something wonky that happened, and we create stories around them. And it affects your golf game. It affects your performance. It affects your confidence and how you feel. It affects your beliefs in yourself and your skill level and your ability to go out there and perform. It can take so much time and effort to repair these new beliefs and thoughts and stories that we create in our head over moments that if we just let them go, life would be so much better. Our golf would be so much better and you'd feel way better. Okay, so let me give you a couple scenarios. One is just a bad memory that you didn't let go. So in other words, you remember this hole and you remember you hit it in the water maybe the day before, or you played in this tournament last year and you hit it in the water, or you hit it in the bunker or bounced off the rocks because you did not let it go. You hung on to that memory and made it mean something. You made it mean something about your ability to swing, compete, that you might do it again, manage your mind. All these memories come flooding back because we didn't let it go. And then when you stand on that tee box or over that shot or over that putt, those memories, those feelings are going to come rushing back in. And it's going to be much more challenging for you to stand over the ball and become certain and confident and make your best stroke. Another area where we're not a goldfish, where we hold on to thoughts, is when we create stories. So what that means is, let's say, for instance, I'll give you an example of something that I have chosen to do for quite a long time. If I'm playing on aerated greens, I make it mean nothing, zero. I don't even remember a putt out there. Even if it went in or it didn't go in, depending on how aerated they are, I make it mean nothing. It's totally neutral. I don't remember any of it purposefully. Because I can't tell you how many times I've gone on there and putted on aerated greens and I lost confidence. When you're hitting all these marks, it's just not a nice surface to putt on. I make it neutral. I don't mean it mean anything. Ways that I watch people who create stories is, let's say you didn't warm up and you just run to the tee box and you hit and you have a bad number on the first hole. And then you create a story about why you had this big number, that you're not very good, your lesson's not kicking in. You forget the other side of the story, that you just rushed to the tee box. So then we start dipping into our confidence and we dip into our belief in ourselves to be able to perform or play well. You might be in the middle of the round, you take a phone call from a family member, your daughter, and she's freaking out on the other end because some girl was mean to her in school, and you hang up and then you go and play and hit a couple shots and they're not so great because you're tense. You're out of that calm, certain, and confident place. And then you blame your golf swing, or you create a story around your golf swing or yourself or your ability to perform or focus or concentrate, when really it was that you had a phone call from your daughter. Any shot after that, any of those situations, you want to be a goldfish. You want to make it neutral. Don't make it mean anything. It's like, I'm not surprised that happened. I kind of got out of sorts. I learned to do this when I was teaching for a living, because when I was teaching, most of the time when I went out and played golf, I was playing with students.
And then while they might have wanted to play with me, I wasn't focused on my golf game because I was focused on my student. They're paying me to go out there and have a playing lesson. I'm not going to think about myself and my golf game. Right? That's totally secondary. If you are having a playing lesson, your golf pro is way into his own golf game. That's a red flag. I'm just telling you, you're paying him to be into your golf game, not their own golf game. But I do know that my students want to see me hit shots and what it looks like to hit certain shots or try different shots. I have no problem with that. But if I'm focused on the student and what they're doing and helping them, it's very challenging for me to switch and start thinking about what I'm doing and be focused on what I'm doing. So I give myself a pass there. I'm a goldfish. I don't make it mean anything if I don't play as well as I know I can play because my mind's not there. I'm focused on my student. Otherwise, what would happen is I'd create a story. My game's not in very good shape. I need to practice more. It could get embarrassing because, you know, here I'm supposed to be this really good golfer and I'm out here focused on my student and I'm not performing the way they think I should. Right? I can create these stories. A lot of golf pros, by the way, teaching pros, club pros, get into this scenario where then they become a little bit fearful of going out there and playing golf with students or fearful of competing because they have so much memory from when they go out and play. They're not really focused on their own golf game. They're focused on their students or the members that they're playing with. Instead of making it a goldfish. That's a thing. Just sharing. Your golf pro might be having that thing. Another area where we get stuck in this is we don't tell the other side of the story. We don't tell the truth and really what's going on or what the facts are. So for instance, let's say you've played 400 rounds and never have you hit a shank in 400 rounds. But you hit a shank and now all of a sudden your brain is like, uh-oh, that's a problem. Something's broken. We're going to go take a lesson. I need to get medication for this. So we don't get a case of the shanks, right? We start creating this huge story and we don't intercept it and start telling the other side of the story. The other side of the story that's very true is that you've played 400 rounds and haven't shanked it. The other side of the story is it only takes about a half an inch to hit a shank being off center towards the hosel. It doesn't take much. Right? You have a shank and instead of creating this huge story that all of a sudden there's this horrible problem, you want to be a goldfish and you also want to tell the other side of the story for the sake of your brain, for the sake of your next shot, and also because it's true. One of the things, especially if you find yourself getting into yips, yipping chips, yipping putts, there's a difference between saying, I have the yips, or as Tiger Woods would say when he had the yips with chipping, he said, I have a grip problem. One sounds so much better to your brain than the other one. One sounds like you have a disease that's going to take a long time to cure, and the other one sounds like not a problem. I'm going to put a Band-Aid on it and move along. That matters to your brain. That matters when you stand over the ball. Now, I've talked about mechanical things, but also if you go out there and play and you find that mentally one day, you're like, what happened to me? I was so great yesterday. I've been so great for the last 20 rounds, and today I feel like I've gone backwards. I don't even know who I am. I'm having an out-of-body experience. You have an opportunity to tell two stories at that moment. It's like listening to the news and you can flip it to Fox, you can flip it to CNN. Two totally different stories. It's like going to a party where there's appetizers being served and there's a tray of lobster and there's a tray of liver. You get to pick off of whatever platter. You get to change the station. But what happens, and this is why it's so important for you to hear this and be onto it, is that your brain likes to focus on the negative because that's where it thinks you're in trouble. That's where it thinks you're not safe. It will go down that rabbit hole, so to speak. That's why when we finish a round and we hit so many good shots, we only focus on the one that went out of bounds or the one that went in the water or the one that we topped or the one that felt embarrassing. And then we create a story around it, like I'm topping the ball. I'm like, have a problem because I hit it out of bounds. I had a penalty shot. You might run to the range and take a lesson. This happens to me all the time. And I said, what's the problem? Like, well, I hit it in the water. Well, let me see. Let me see what you're doing. And nothing's wrong. Nothing's broken. You just hit a ball in the water. We don't want to start identifying as a person who's going to hit it in every hazard that we see or that we're going to pull it out of bounds anytime we see white stakes. Maybe we want to be a goldfish. Sometimes I hit it out of bounds. Sometimes I hit it in the water. Right? Just forget about it and move on. So I want you to have the memory. So I want you to be a goldfish, which means you have short-term memory, which actually, when I look this up, is totally debunked. They actually don't have 3-second memory, but just let's pretend that's true. You're going to have very, very short-term memory. You're going to let it go as if a goldfish had 3-second memory. Right. That includes bad shots, bad rounds, bad putts, things that are uncharacteristic, things that you've never done in your life, conditions. You're not going to make it mean anything. You're not even going to let it get into your memory or into your consciousness. It's going to be a blip on the screen. And the reason you're going to do that is so that you can stand over as many shots as possible with a very clear mind, with good intentions, with memories of things that you have done well, not memories of things that you have done poorly. And you do not want to start affecting your confidence or your identity or your belief in your ability to perform. That is what happens when we create crappy stories about one isolated shot or one isolated round. All right, my friends, be a goldfish. And if you want to get coached or ask questions on any of these topics, come join me in the Think Above Par Academy by going to abovepar.club. All right, my friends, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday.